Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. Oh, yes.
Hi.
Today we got a very, very special guest today. And I mean, this guy here is awesome. Him and his father, they both awesome. But before I go any further, I would like to ask Ms. J if she wouldn't mind taking the pleasure on bringing our special guest on.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this afternoon. And if you're listening by phone, don't forget to select one to join the conversation at any time. But this afternoon, we have Michael 150% Williams Jr. and his dad, Michael 300% Williams Sr. Michael,
how
are
y'all doing tonight?
Yes, Michael is a boxer. And so before we get started with our questions and digging into Michael's life, Michael, if you're there, can you talk a little bit about you?
Oh, yes. Michael Williams Jr. I'm a professional fighter. I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm right now 4-0. I'm 18 years old. And so far, you know, the sky is the limit for me right now. Planning on doing big things in this boxing game.
What encouraged you to start boxing? I mean, what made you start boxing?
It was just a sport I wanted to try. So, like, my dad threw me in there to see how I would adapt to it. And ever since then, I've been doing pretty good, and I've just been progressing. I love it now.
I'm sure. There was something that John had mentioned that was a tidbit that I shared with our audience group. And that you were legally blind when you started boxing. Did that have any hindrance, or that could create any type of a fear that maybe this would not be the sport for you?
Yeah, I mean, when I was to fight, it used to be like really hard to see my opponents. I pretty much like fight like a black shadow. So that was like one of my like big things with boxing now. But like I can see the improvement for me being able to see right now. Like the difference from me back then and now is like awesome. So I think being able to see is like real good now.
That took a lot of courage, if no one ever told you. That took a lot of courage because you stepped out on faith. Yes, absolutely.
And
senior,
you know,
so what? Oh, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead, Miss J.
No, I just had a quick question for senior, knowing that.
Yeah. No, I just was fixing to elaborate on something. I was, you know, that's a great message that Michael Jr. is sending out to the younger generation, is that regardless of what you know, your obstacles are, don't give up, you know, and that's a powerful message, you know what I'm saying, by you. You know, like you just said, you know, you was only seeing shadows. And then after the surgery, well, then you can actually see your opponent. And, you know, that's a great message. You didn't give up. You didn't give up.
No, I didn't. See, I won many tournaments like that.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a father, senior, what made you, because, you know, as parents, we're very protective. We don't want our children to get hurt, but I know the man code, you know, you want your son to be a man, and that's what men do. But as a dad, what made you just say, you know, to keep that going, to keep that fire lit under him? Because, as he stated, he only saw blurs, you know, his vision was blurred. But you had to be a catalyst to his strength in order to stay in that ring. So what are some of the things that you did to keep him going?
Well, in the beginning, Ms. J, starting off, he always, we knew his vision was bad. You know, playing different sports as a kid, you know, he wore goggles and stuff like that. But we never knew he was, what did the doctor say? Well, worse than legally blind without his glasses. You know what I'm saying? So we were kind of overlooking it. You know what I'm saying? And not that we was neglecting Mike Jr. or anything. It's just that when we put him in boxing, he was doing so good. so I really didn't like stress it. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
if we would have known at the time, if we would have known at the time when he was, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, that he was worse than legally blind without his glasses, me and my wife, he wouldn't be boxing to this day. You know what I mean? Like I said, with other sports
yeah,
that
absolutely.
He played, with other sports that he played, he wore goggles, like sports goggles. You know what I'm saying? So boxing,
yeah.
without, you know, boxing, he could, obviously you can't wear goggles when you box. And so once it was time for him to go pro, we had to take an eye exam. You know what I mean? And then we was like, okay, he pretty much failed it. And, you know, you fell an eye exam, you can't box as a professional fighter. So then that's when we went into the – I mean, we were scrambling for time, too. Time was running out on us. And that's when we went and, you know, got with our Jawbreakers promotion. That's who we with. We got with them and family members, my in-laws, and we got the money up for Mike to get laser eye surgery. And then that's when the doctors was like, you know, we don't know how your son was doing it, because when we test him – without his glasses, he was worse than legally blind. So we all was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
That's a miracle. That's
You know what, Ms. J and John, that's why we say now, it had to be meant for Mike Jr. to be a professional boxer at, you know, at 18 years old. Because, again, if we would have known, especially my wife, if we would have known that he was worse than legally blind with his glasses off, we wouldn't have put him in the ring.
Yeah, because pretty much he was putting him in there blind, not trying to be funny, but he was in there fighting on just pure will. Because
it makes sense too, Ms. J, because now that we look back, I mean, we laugh. It's sad, but we laugh now, because it was certain times when Mike Jr. would come back to the corner. Or you know, he'll be sparring. I'd be like, man, how'd you get hit with that? Or, you know, what's going on? And he would just look at me and be like, Dad, you know I can barely see, right? So then I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? All right, cool. You know, so he looks a lot better now. So
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Hey, look a lot better. See, this guy here is awesome. I'm talking about, this is what, I don't know if I got a chance to see the first pro fight, but I saw his last three. And I tell you, he is tough. The last two of them, they can't hang with him. Is he full,
right.
Mike Jr., are you full and old with all knockouts?
All knockouts, yes, sir.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got a close friend, Charles Ingram, and he's friends with Mayweather and Ali's daughter. He was excited to see that we were doing a young boxer, because that is something that he loves. And so it was really cool. And he watched the fights, too. I showed him the fights, and the fights that I could find on the different pages and things like that. I'm a Google queen, so, you know, I looked up everything. And he was like, this kid is awesome. So that's pretty cool. You know, of all the sports that you chose, you know, because boxing, and not condoning boxing, because I watch boxing myself, but, you know, having a vision problem and knowing that you get hit in the head, is that a concern for you guys?
Not anymore, because I've been doing it so long, so I'm kind of used to it now, so I don't really think of that when it comes to boxing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Mike. I mean, he's a fighter. It's scary as crap for me.
Yes, sir,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's my boy, you know? So every time he steps in that ring, whether he's sparring, Or you know, especially competition, I'm worried. Like every fight, like with his pro fights, when I walk to the center of the ring with him, I say a prayer. You know what I mean? And I don't pray for the victory. I pray for his safety. That's most important. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I was checking you out yesterday. y'all was in the dressing room, and you was walking, going back and forth. This is Mike, 300. You was walking, going back and forth. I say, yay. You know, I mean, I can imagine, you know, because they got some of them little guys out there will bring it to you. And that's all it takes.
Absolutely.
You know, but he's good, man. He don't give him a chance.
No,
you know, this little the guy that you fought yesterday, he didn't last about a minute and a half or so.
Yeah, a minute and like
in the first round.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, John, this is Senior speaking.
You know, right now we in the process. This is the building part of Mike's boxing career. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these fighters, of course, they come in. You know, they're supposed to lose unless they hit the lottery and catch Mike with a big shot. You know what I'm saying? So right now we're building this career up. And soon, I'm talking about real soon, that's when everybody's going to start seeing the bigger fights and really get to see Mike's talent. I mean, if you guys and girls are impressed with, you know, what he's doing with these guys, wait until you see him with other actual skilled fighters in the ring with him. And that's when he's really going to show how talented he is. And we're going to make it look just as easy as we're doing in the beginning. Because my son is that talented.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think having his back like that is really good. Because you supporting, you speak like, we as parents speak life into our children. We speak the things that we want to manifest in them, within them. And the fact that you speak that on him encourages him to manifest that. And I wanted to tap on that because a lot of parents, I know boxing may not be your choice for your child, you know, and everybody's entitled to their own choice, but the fact that we all must speak it to our child, it's like feeding them. We have to feed them that encouragement. We have to feed them that confidence. We have to feed them that love and that support because even if he was to lose one of his fights, I'm just saying, Mike, I ain't put it out there, boo-boo, to manifest, but he would still know that you have his back, and it's okay because we got the next one. And I think a lot of times our kids need that, you know, and I know he's boxing. We've had young authors on the show as well. We've had just different kids doing different entrepreneurship jobs and just doing their thing, and this right here creates his future. But we have to invest in that, to tap on that, because a lot of times we don't know the greatness in our kids until we pull it out of them.
Right.
That's right. You hit it dead on the nose, Ms. J. But I just want to tell the audience.
Ms. J, countering what Ms. J is saying, and that's what it's all about, Ms. J. You know what I'm saying? His your kid's confidence comes from the parents. You know what I'm saying? We're the root and the start. And each day, even with my daughter too, I preach to them and I mold to them that you're going to be great regardless. You are a champion. You
That's
are beautiful.
Right.
You are handsome. You know what I'm saying? That's where the self-esteem comes from. You know,
that's
just it. And like I told my son, like you said, whether we win or lose, you're good. So I took all that weight off of him. Son, don't worry about losing.
Yeah.
Plus, with my son's support, with family, friends, and now we're getting fans. It's a difference. Supporters, family, friends. Now we're getting fans. They love Mike Jr. so much. If Mike Jr. lost, it's almost like if he won, because the encouragement that people want him to keep going. You know, in the amateurs, we lost fights in the amateurs. But if you got on social media, you couldn't even tell if he won or lost because the love is there. So that's the easy part for him now. He's not even worried about losing. Just Mike Jr. just going out giving his best effort and making it out safe. That's what we on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. One thing I like about you guys too. I think that was a couple of years back. and I'm quite sure you guys are still doing it. Y'all are very active in a community. You know, Mike Sr., you know, goes out, you know, and gives water and probably now food and stuff to the homeless people. And, I mean, this is just great, man, you know?
Yeah, and, John, that's crazy. That's how me and you first linked up. And I still do it. Like, well, when me and you linked up, John, and Mike Jr. was with me, and my wife, we go out and do it. I recorded it at that time. Now, John, yes, we still do it. I still help out people, but I don't do much, you know, I don't put that on social media. You know what I'm saying? Because people can think whatever they want to think. I know what we do as far as helping out people. You know what I'm saying? It's a circle of life.
Yeah.
We all need help. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we have people that's helping us. You know, and you're supposed to pay it forward and pass it on, and that's what I'm teaching Mike Jr. to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So if Mike Jr. with this boxing and he runs into a lot of money, our job is to spread the wealth and bring other people up with us.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
That is great. I love it. Well, we have a caller. You guys want to let the caller on?
Sure.
Okay. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, my name is James Stubbs, calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right. Hi,
wow.
James.
Get out
hey, what's room. Going on?
James, hey, you know what's crazy? James, bro, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, John and Ms. J, we're on this topic right now. And I'm gonna let James tell y'all a story. This ain't even scripted. I can't believe James called right now. James, tell them how we met.
Well, when I was about a couple of years ago, I was homeless, and it kind of broke me down in tears when I met Mike. He came to me one day in the library and asked me was I homeless, and I had to break down and tell him yeah, but ever since then, man, it's been like brother love, nothing but brother love. He's gave me, you know, he's reached out to me, gave me something to eat, you know, invited me to Mike Jr. fights. Paid for me to come to Mike Jr. fights. So when y'all said about him feeding the community, he's doing that every day, you know, with the knowledge and also with showing that his sons, showing kids how his son is so humble. And I love that about Mike Jr. He's very humble. He's never had to be here since I've met him. I've told Mike a long time ago when I first watched him box that this guy right here is a champ, and he's going to be soon to be paid. But, yeah, we met through him helping me out as me being a homeless person.
God is good. God is good.
Yes, it is. God
is
good.
Yeah, I appreciate that, James. Man, you got tears in my eyes.
You know, we don't never know what we're going to do for other people that is life-changing for them, you know, and we just have to just take that make that effort and take that step, because for you, it was just probably something right out your heart, Senior, and for him, it was life-changing. So
right,
God
right.
works, man. God
yes,
works.
It was life-changing. I mean, I was even outside up on the bridge. This man didn't know me from Adam and Eve. Went and bought me a tent, bought me something to heat, you know, heat food and stuff up with. And also to tell me, hey, look, when you do make it, I'm your biggest influence. I'm going to go out here and be your mouthpiece to these folks, to these businesses, and try to get you a job. When I got a job, I passed on what he gave to me to the next person. So that's what he asked me to do. He said, don't sell it. Give it to the next person. And that's what I did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome testimony.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And
so I love you, Mike. I love both of y'all, bro.
Yeah,
okay.
Love you, and guess what? We're proud to say that James is doing great. He's working. He's no longer homeless. And James, you already know, bro. Whatever you need, man, we can help you out. We got you, and you're definitely Team Williams Jr., brother.
For sure. I thank y'all for letting me come in.
Okay, then.
Bless us,
all right,
Mr. James.
Okay, we have another caller. Let us let them in.
That is an awesome testimony.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Charnette Clark, and I'm here with my mom, Willow Clark. We are Michael Williams Jr. family from New Jersey. I am his aunt, and I'm here with his grandmother, and we wanted to say congratulations. You are a great young man. He is someone that we are so proud of, and we are thanking God every day for the blessings that have been bestowed upon him. He is a college student. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He is polite. He is mannerable. And we are just so honored to call him a family member.
Aww.
Anything you want to say, Grandma?
Hey, I'm sure
I love you,
Grandma.
Mike.
I love y'all, too. All
right.
And he knows that he has our support. He has our prayers, and we are just we tell everyone in New Jersey about how great he is. And I think he has the most awesomest dad. I call him Dadager. He's someone that is might be a little strict on him, but we need those types of fathers in our children's lives. We need someone to set a standard because a lot of us wasn't raised with fathers in our lives. So this is something that now is going to become what we call a tradition. It's no longer being raised by single moms, but we definitely have dads that are supporting their kids, that are being there for their children, that are encouraging their kids, both financially, morally, and I think he is a great dad. Way to go, Michael Williams Sr.
Yeah, right. Love it.
He'll cry later.
Hey, John.
He's crying now.
His tears coming down my eyes. But listen, they talk about I'm strict on Mike Jr., but they strict on me.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be.
All right.
Because we are family, and that's what family is supposed to do, is be there for each other.
That's
I'm not going to hold
that's
other
that's
callers
right.
up. But we just wanted to send our love from New Jersey, and we love you both, Tahi and Mike.
All right.
Sweet.
Shout out to New Jersey. I got family in Jersey.
Yes.
Shout out to Jersey.
Yes. Okay, well, we have another caller. Okay, let's let him in or her in. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Andrew Finch calling from Longview, Texas.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing,
man? I've been watching a video, and it's pretty, man, entertaining. Boy got skills.
Thank you.
Yes.
He
has a
serious boxing skill. I see you.
Appreciate you,
yeah,
brother. Thank you so much.
I think the somebody who probably good as fighters, Roy Jones Jr. is a better coming up. No offense. That's the truth.
Wow.
Being honest.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean, he quick. He get out of business. Remind me of young Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Yeah, he's quick.
Way speed. Yeah, Mike Tyson used to come out fighting like this.
Yeah, he used to come out real quick. He start biting people. Don't bite nobody,
hey,
Michael Jr.
No,
bite
nobody like that. Well, you know. That happened when Mike Tyson lost confidence in himself.
But you're right, Mike Tyson used to come out banging. He used to come out dancing around showboating.
Certain things, you know, like violence, but I know it's a discipline and take skills to box. Anybody can't do it. It's a dangerous job. But also, like, how you use your skills and gifts to help people as well, even though you don't talk about it.
No doubt, yes,
and I know it's not something you talk about, but I think it's good for people to talk about it instead of hearing, you know, negative stuff of young black people.
That's so true.
And they'll put that up there real quick. Something negative going wrong, they'll put that up there real quick. You know, you do something positive. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't say nothing. You got to be humble, all that stuff. But if you do something negative, be one thing, they'll ride it out. So it's important that we talk about this stuff.
Ain't that the truth? When you're doing positive things, people will tell you to be humble and don't speak on it.
Right?
That's the truth.
And if you do one bad thing, they'll hunt the rest of your life.
said, well, I'll tell you one thing. When it comes to my son being 18 years old and doing the things he's doing, I'm going to talk about it. That's what I'm supposed
to
do.
Yeah, you should.
That's what you're supposed
you
to do. That's right.
You should.
All right.
Well, thank
you
talk
for
about
calling
it.
In.
Yeah, thank
Andrew.
You. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Well, we have another caller. Let's let the caller on call in.
And you
caller,
know,
state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hey,
wow.
Tommy, how you doing?
Doing fine, doing fine, doing fine. Hey, look, Mrs. J, I got to tell you, Happy Mother's Day. And to all the ladies, your relatives too, Lil Mike. Okay, and excuse me for calling you Lil Mike, man. You're a bad guy. And to you, man, hey, I want to mention, man. And man, your father tough. But Lil Mike, this is what I like to ask you, man. Where did you find the nerve to go step in the room in the ring blind or pretty much blind?
You know, at first we didn't know it was like that bad. Like, I always, like, wore glasses when I was growing up. So I was just in there just for the love of the sport, pretty much. Until I got my laser eye surgery. That was good then.
Yeah, man, it takes a tough guy really to walk in there halfway blind because, you know, everybody trying to hurt you. You're in the ring, man. So, man, I commend, man, but also commend your father, man, because he's right there with you, man. And, man, that's how all dads should be, right there with their children, you know. And Lil Mike, the little guy I just called from Texas, he took the words out of my mouth because that's who you remind me of, Mike Tyson. You know, he come out swinging, but he didn't have a father. And the father figure he had when he lost him, you know, things went down for him. So, man,
sure
your father right there with you, man. And, boy, so you got to have all the confidence, man. And I don't think nobody going to beat you. And like I said, everybody else was calling around the country. I had to call, too, because I couldn't be the champion.
Right.
And you're the champion, man.
Hey, we appreciate you. We thank you so much, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, look, God bless you all, too. Take care of yourself.
All right, blessings, Mr. Tommy.
Okay.
You know,
Ms. J and John, and we appreciate y'all. You know, we're getting new supporters all over the world. We thank y'all for that. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
That's what we're here for. That's why the platform was created, so that we become a village. Because without village support, we're going to be a lost community. And that's one of the things that John and I always talk about, is building a stronger community and building a stronger village. It's not about us. It's about all of us. And having shows like this is inspiring, because it will make me inspire another child or another parent or maybe a community to get together. Maybe they got a guy in their community that can box. Maybe they all can put their paper together and get him out there. I mean, this is what it's really all about. It's about all of us taking care of all of us. You know what I mean? It's not just about one person or one, you know, one subject. Is about inspiring in different ways. And that's why I love this show. I love doing this show.
And Ms. J, I want to say something too, real quick. Again, we appreciate y'all. And even with the Mike being legally blind, we had a lot of boxers, you know, contact me and say, hey, you know, my son can't see. And, you know, what was the procedure? What was the process? How much did it cost? So that helped. Another thing, my son was having problems. He was sparring when he was about 13 years old, and he bent down a little bit too far, and he got kneed in his nose. So after that, he was always continuously having nosebleeds while he was boxing. So when he was boxing, if you tapped him in his nose was bleeding. So that's something else we went and got done before. He went pro. He went and got like all the vein vessels in his nose. We got them burnt out. So now he's good. But a lot of other parents asked me about it, and you know we were just able to help people and just give them knowledge on things that, you know, going through some of the similar things that we were going through in the sport. And then, like you said, John, not even just in the sport of boxing. How about these are life lessons? Just, you know, just pertaining to everyday life, not to give up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
not to give up, regardless of what, man. You just can't give up. You got to keep going. You know, but Mr. Tommy from the one that called him from Louisiana, he mentioned something about Mike Jr. is like a little, who was it? Not Mike Tyson.
Roy Jones?
Roy Jones, yeah.
That's Andrew.
I look back, I can remember y'all taking pictures with Roy Jones.
John, you were on it, boy. Listen, John, look, we're going to be the first to put it out there on your show. As of this week, we are in negotiations with Roy Jones right now. You know, what we're going to do with Mike Jr., either signing with Roy Jones, partnership with Roy Jones, and his management and his promotional company. So it'll be Jawbreakers and Michael Williams Jr., which is one, with Roy Jones. So right now we just negotiating that, seeing how we're going to work this out, you know, what roles are everybody's going to play in Mike's career. And I can tell you this, without Roy Jones, we're going to make it. But once Roy Jones comes apart, like as far as being with Mike Jr., not just being our friend, like right now Roy's our friend. Like we're scheduled to go to Roy's house and train with him in Florida. But once he comes on, where's business? Oh man, it's about to be crazy.
Yeah, endorsements. The right endorsements matter. I don't
That's
care
right.
what you're doing and who you're working with. The right having the right endorsement, and that's part of marketing, parents. Because of course you can do it by yourself, but if you can get the right person on your side, it changes everything. It's next level. So
it's about who you know, Ms. J. Ms. J, you're right. It's about who you know. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. You're 100% right. And Roy Jones, he's a pretty humble guy himself. You know. that's what I see in him. You know, I don't know Roy Jones.
I've seen him out here in Florida. He's funny. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, but he is. But you know what? If you get to know the Roy that we know, yes, he is, Jay. John, he is. He is. He's very humble. He's very helpful. Like, he took to Mike Jr. like it wasn't nothing and gave us a lot of secrets to just the boxing and how to cut weight. And stuff like that. And shout out to Sunshine McCullen. She helped. She's the one that actually hooked us up with Roy, and it's just been a perfect fit.
Yeah. And what I meant by funny active. I've seen him act funny, like ha ha funny in events and different things out here.
Oh yeah, he's hilarious.
So,
Roy
yeah,
hilarious.
That's what
Absolutely.
I meant by funny, not funny acting
yeah.
and behavior way. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I got you, Ms. J. He's hilarious.
Yeah, because he's good with the kids out this way.
Yep.
Yeah. He's always been involved with children, so and that's a good thing because to have someone that understands youth but also understand the struggle of becoming a boxer and being a professional boxer, to have someone like that in your corner is also good for Michael Jr. as well because he can teach him things that you guys can't teach him because he's experienced them.
Oh, absolutely. That is the main thing.
I'm quite sure we have a couple people, you know, that's listening and a few people. What it takes to become pro. Explain that to the audience.
I'll let Junior start and then I'll fill in. What do you think it takes to become pro, Junior?
I think you gotta just work hard, dedication and stay focused and stick to doing something that you love, pretty much. That's it. And just have discipline with what you're doing. Those are the main things to becoming a pro. And supporters that help you and show love for you, too. That's a big help, too. So I think those are kind of like the main things, in my opinion, to becoming a successful pro. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Pop?
Mm-hmm. But don't you have to go through steps?
Right. Well, to be a pro, yeah. Everything that Mike Jr. just said, and of course, you know, I mean, Mike Jr. started at a young age. You know, then you have some people that jump in as teenagers, and then I've seen some guys, you know, come in the pro game at 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? So the answer, so I get what you're saying, John. So if you want to be pro, you can go to a local gym. You can come in professional boxing as a street fighter. You know what I mean? So you can come in the game, but can you survive the game? Will you be successful in the game? Will you let boxing abuse you? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you can jump in it. You can jump in it. But will you survive what the pro boxing game has to give you? Because it's tough.
Yeah, I would think so. Just like any other sport, it really does depend on who you know, the type of mental, not just physical, but that mental training. Because we see a lot of athletes that get a lot of money and make a lot of drastic mistakes because they don't have structure, personal structure.
Right.
And I think that personal structure is really important. You could be a great boxer. You know, just like we mentioned early, Mike Tyson, when he lost his support system and he didn't have a solid foundation around him, he fell apart because he didn't have personal structure. Someone was feeding him structure, but they were not allowing him to develop structure for himself. And so as he got older, he got better, of course. But he changes, you know, he started acting and doing other things, but he had to grow up on his own. And sometimes that's harder because you make a lot more mistakes when you don't have that personal structure in your life.
Absolutely. And you know, going off of what you're saying, Ms. J, you have to be disciplined. You have to be mentally strong in this. You know, it's a lot of kids that came up with Mike Jr., that's been boxing, and they're not professionals. I mean, they can't stay consistent in amateur boxing. So if your head ain't right and you don't have the right backing, man, it might not work out for you.
Yeah.
So, boxers are, I think, the most sensitive athletes in the world. They go through a lot. They go through a lot, and at any given moment, they can be discouraged or ran away, whether it's in the ring or out of the ring. You know, life could catch up with them. You know, things could be overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? They can make bad mistakes, bad choices. You know what I'm saying? They could be in a fight and lose. Again, my son went up. We took Mike Jr. to Mayweather's gym out in Vegas. He went up against a French. What was that pro fighter from? I forget it, France or something. Mike Jr. whipped on him. All right, then he went up against Devin Haney, one of the top young boxers in the world right now. And the second round, he dropped Mike Jr. with a body shot. A lot of coaches called me. It was like, "Are you crazy? What are you doing? Don't you realize that could have messed your son up mentally?" And thank God that it didn't. It just made us actually hungry. But it goes back to what Ms. J is saying. We got Mike Jr. in a very strong mental state in boxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are y'all
thinking about going to the Olympics?
No. Once we went pro, John, that's it. We can't go back and do that.
You can't go.
Once you become a pro, you can't go to the Olympics.
No, it was talked at one time that pro fighters could participate in the Olympics, but it's so much going on with the Olympics and amateur boxing. Ms. J and John, there's talks about them taking boxing out of the Olympics. But I feel like God got us in the right place where we need to be at, to be honest with you, because with my son. You know, Mike Jr., he wasn't ranked number one in the country. We were ranked number 18, top 20 in the country. My son isn't an Olympic gold.
Right,
my son, those are small, good accomplishments. But Mike Jr., look, basically what I'm saying is it's a lot of fighters in this country who have way more accomplishments than my son, but yet my son is more popular than them and has more support. So we are very thankful for that. So this is God's plan, man. My son is blessed. Our family is blessed. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the support.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, man, you know, it's a big blessing to have an icon, you know, like Roy Jones, you know, in your corner. You know what I mean? Because man getting broke records.
I should have called him. I
should have
texted him and told him to call in. I should have texted him. So, hey, Sunshine, if you're listening, text Roy and see if he'll call in. But I don't like to bother that man too much, man. But I tell you one thing, it's a blessing to have him down with us. You're absolutely right, John.
Yes, it's a big blessing, you know. And, well, we only have like 4 minutes left on the show, you know. And so I'm going to turn it over to Ms. J so we can start closing out.
Absolutely. I'm going to have two questions, and I'm going to start with Junior, Mike Junior. Mike, if you had one thing positive to tell a child or another young man out there, young lady, that just got a dream and they want to go after it, what would that be?
Just stick to it and believe in yourself and just stay focused at what you're doing. Don't let anything else, you know, like discourage you or bring you down, and just stick to that goal. And eventually, you know, God's plan, it will happen. Just stick to it.
Absolutely. And Senior, as a father and a manager and coach and all these things, what would you tell parents that have a child that want to go after a dream? What would be your encouragement for them?
Listen to your children. If you see, it don't even have to be sports. Whatever it is that they're doing, run with it. Pick it and run with it. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing, believing your child. Like I said, it don't have to be sports. They could be good at cooking. I don't know. Just stick with it with your kids and believe in them. You know what I'm saying? And try to narrow it down. You don't want your child all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So whatever stands out, run with it. Promote them, and go all out. I don't care what it is. If your kid can draw, go all out with it.
That's right. And Mr. John L. Brown?
Yes. First, I would like to tell Micah Jr. and Micah Sr., thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure of having you guys on. And
thanks for having us, too.
You know, and y'all keep up the good work, man. Y'all keep up the good work. Micah Jr., man, you are awesome. I saw your fight yesterday, and quite a few people saw the fight because I shared it to a lot of my friends. And, man, you are awesome. You just keep up the good work, man. And
Thank you.
Keep it up. I love it. I just love it. And I'm going to keep following you. I've been following you now for the last past 3-4 years. So I'm going to keep following you, and God bless both of you guys, man, and also your family, you know. So
you.
With that said, back to you, Ms. J.
And
hey,
I follow
J,
you, too. I like your page, too, just so you guys know. I'm on there, too. I'm just not a man, but I like the page,
We're going to find you. Thank you. Hey, let me say something real quick before we go.
Thank you guys for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys coming.
And thank you for setting a good example, not only as a father, senior, but also teaching your son to give back to the community and not to forget where he comes from, because that is major. So I didn't want to let the day end without me saying that. I appreciate you teaching him that as well, because that is the foundation of being – just a decent human being, a decent man, decent person. And so thank you for teaching them that. And we appreciate you guys. And happy Mother's Day to your wife as well.
Okay. Well, Mike, I think Mike wants to say something. You got 15 seconds, Mike.
Shout out to my wife, who is behind the scenes, who does a lot, who holds us all together. Taisha Williams, we love you. And shout out to our family in the UK. And shout out to everybody who supports us through Facebook, this everything. We love y'all. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And
with
thanks
that,
everybody for joining us today. Thank you. We appreciate you guys for joining us. And thank you to everybody who called in. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Peace and blessings. Good night. And thank you.
And good night, everybody.
Good night.